This is an RNIB talking book.
Tales from the Newgate Calendar by Rainer Heppenstall.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Preface. The seven gates of what is still the City of London, or more succinctly, the City, were Aldersgate, Oldgate, Bishopsgate, Cripplegate, Ludgate, Moorgate, and Newgate. Newgate was on the west. Beyond it lay Middlesex and Westminster. Across London Bridge in Surrey was the borough of Southwark. The gatehouse of Ludgate was also a prison, but only a prison for debtors. Newgate was a prison for both debtors and felons. It served both London and Middlesex, and sometimes other neighbourhoods too. Its gatehouse, which spanned Newgate Street, had been rebuilt with money left by London's most famous Lord Mayor, Dick Whittington, in the 15th century, and decorated, among other figures, with that of a cat supposed to have been his. It was burnt out of the Great Fire and rebuilt again. Round the corner in Old Bailey was the Sessions House, which became known simply as the Old Bailey, and in which, in the 18th century, the proceedings could be dimly witnessed from the street. A larger Newgate prison of the later 18th century was demolished early in the present century, and an extended Old Bailey occupied much of the site. The old Newgate prison's gatehouse had contained, adjacent to each other, the taproom, patronised equally by warders, visitors, and prisoners with money, and the condemned hold or cell, where lay, shackled, those...